WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The man accused in the murder of United Healthcare CEO back in court today. This time, Luigi Mangione was charged with state murder and terror charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Mangione has already appeared in federal court on stalking and murder charges after his return to New York following his arrest in Pennsylvania, where investigators said they found handwritten notes that described Mangione's alleged intent to whack the CEO at an investors conference.
The House
Police said Mangione's own mother told investigators it might be something that she could see him doing. She had filed a missing persons report with police in San Francisco 2 weeks before the murder.
The House Ethics Committee released its report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz, finding there's substantial evidence that Gaetz paid women for sex, violated Florida's statutory rape law when he had sex with a 17-year-old, and found that he violated House rules. The Pentagon says they're investigating an incident of friendly fire after two U.S. Navy pilots were shot down over the Red Sea. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. This morning on Mino and the Mayor, there was a very special guest. Santa Claus came by and he gave a gift to the listeners in the Fox Valley.
Dear Mino and the Mayor, ho, ho, ho. While your behavior this year has left a little room for improvement, your loyal listeners have been absolutely wonderful. And because they've been so good, I thought they deserved a very special gift this Christmas season. My elves at the North Pole have been hard at work in their workshop. And with a little magical engineering, they've built something extra special. A brand new radio signal.
All right.
What?
All right.
It's sounding good, Santa.
It is, to spread even more joy across Appleton and the Fox Valley. From this day forward, WISS will not have one, but two signals bringing holiday cheer and more to the Fox Valley. Your listeners can now tune in to 98.3 in Oshkosh and the shiny new 96.5 FM in Minneapolis.
Thank you,
wow,
Santa. That's awesome.
WISS will now be heard on 98.3 and 96.5. This edition will mean uninterrupted civic media programming from Winnebago County up through the greater Green Bay area, where 97.9 WGBW picks up. Civic media is proud to be a part of the Fox Cities. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Defensively, did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendra could kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within a division with Detroit.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A winter weather advisory is in effect this afternoon as light snow could mix in with a little bit of freezing drizzle. High temperatures today will flirt with the freezing mark, and 1 to 2 inches of snowfall is possible. There will be slick and slippery roads out there, so take it easy and leave early. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants.
three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
I wish I was Dom Salvia. I wish I had the talent of Dom Salvia. He's off today. We have an APB out for him, but I think he's just a little under the weather today. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank the people of Civic Media for letting me fill in for Dom today. Big shoes to fill. And we're going to have some fun for the next 2 hours. We're going to be talking Christmas. Christmas is just a few scant hours away. I'd like to say everybody did their holiday shopping, but I know they didn't because I used to be one of these Christmas Eve shoppers. This year, I got everything done early.
Good for you.
Because I didn't want to think about it.
I haven't done it.
Now, my wife said, this is what I want. I don't want anything else. Just give me this particular gift and I'll be happy. I got her that plus about 4 other gifts.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
But I know she's going to like them. I know she'll have a good time with them. And that's why I got them for her. So what if you do get a gift that's pretty bad? How do you deal with it? All right. Well, I'll tell you how to deal with it. Here's what people said. Make the best of it. 44% of people said they do that. Keep it and store it someplace out of sight.
Now, just put it into the void.
Put it in a box somewhere so when they come over to visit, take it out. Donate it to charity. And I got a story to tell you that someday. I don't want to tell it on the air because the people might be listening. Regift it. I've never regifted an item.
Really?
Because
never.
I don't want to be fearful that somebody will recognize it, even if somebody goes over their house and say, "Gee, I gave that to Don Rosen at one time. This looks very familiar." Anyway, the other thing is a tie between, and I don't like this at all. Throw it out or return it to the store. I don't like throwing things out. Somebody spent their hard-earned money on it. Even if it's not expensive, they spend a lot of money on it, and I don't want to throw it in the garbage, and I never have. Now, my son once gave me some gifts. They were pretty expensive. They were to dub your cassettes, audio cassettes, and records onto a digital platform so you can have them. The problem is I didn't use them for like 2 years. By the time I tried to use them, the programs were outdated It was worthless, and I had to throw them out. And I felt terrible. He spent a lot of money on it. So I felt bad about that. All right. Remember when you were a kid, you can go crazy over Christmas presents. Now as adults, this is what we look forward to at Christmas, spending time with family and friends. Holiday dinners and parties. Finding and giving presents. That came in third. Putting up decorations and watching TV specials, hearing holiday songs on the radio. I was like when radio's included in those type of things. Now, when I was a kid, I guess they didn't have the safety procedures with toys they have today. My mother and father got me a couple of gifts. One got me on the radio thing. I'll tell you what that is in a second. They got me a Yankee Doodle missile launcher. Now, you can look that up on Google.
Yankee Doodle missile launcher. Missile launcher.
Now, this was at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And let me lower my phone here. It was at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. So it was a silo that opened up and shot plastic missiles out with a sharp point at a pretty high velocity. Talk about putting your eye out. This would do it. And I used to aim it at people and hit them with these missiles. And I can't believe my parents got me that. But they did get me something else. And I found it in their closet. And I played with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I packed it up again, put it back in there. And they acted very surprised when they gave it to me. I think they knew I was, you know, playing mm-hmm. with it. It was the Remco Caravel radio transmitter. It was a blue unit, and you can broadcast on it to about three, four houses in a radius of yours.
Okay.
And you can pick any AM frequency you wanted to. Again, this was the early 60s. FM wasn't really around yet. And I used to broadcast to different
is
homes.
Is this your origin story?
This is the origin story. This
my
is
goodness. Don Rosen's origin story.
When I was about 8 or 9 years old, maybe 10. Yeah, I was about 9 years old. And I found out that if I use it near a phone in the house, a landline phone, and touch the wire, the antenna wire to the phone, it went out about 8 or 9 houses.
You know? Oh, you found
so
out
then
how to
I
boost
thought,
it.
Then I thought if I go to the garage and hook it up to the main phone thing, now anybody who had their radio near their phone was able to hear it. So my neighbors were listening to me every day. And that was years ago. And eventually, don't know what happened to it. About 4 years ago, my son found it on eBay and bought me a mint condition Remco Caravel radio.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what got me started in radio. And that's it. You know, I don't know if you want to blame somebody or just, you know, congratulate them on getting me started. But that was it. All right. We have a lot of polls we're going to talk about today.
Oh, excellent.
I never called on a poll. But anyway, favorite Christmas movie. What's yours?
Oh, God. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that a Halloween movie?
It's both, isn't it?
Okay. I never saw it. Favorite Christmas movie, number one, was A Christmas Story. But not by much. Number two was It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay,
now,
fair.
We had in the building here, I've got a photograph of it on my phone, the actor who played Ralphie's brother.
Mm-hmm.
In the show. He was in the radio station here at where we were operating out of, and I took a couple of pictures with him. You wouldn't recognize him because he's a grown-up adult, but he was a little kid in the movie. He's the one that fell over and couldn't get up.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one saying, "My daddy's going to kill Ralphie." That was the kid. So he was here at the radio station, so we took pictures with him and everything. I told you I was going to tell you my story. I got plenty of time.
You did.
How I almost ran over and killed James Stewart right in front of his house. We went to business. I worked for another radio station at the time, and we were brought out to San Diego to listen to a radio station. This is before you can do it on the internet. So we went out from Milwaukee all the way to San Diego to hear the station. Heard the station. I said, let's go to Los Angeles, go to Universal Studios, and then we'll go to the Stars homes. And these two guys said, no. I said, I'll pay for everything. So we rented a car. I paid for it. We went to all the Stars homes. We're driving on Roxbury Drive. Sammy Davis Jr. was holding a party. This was back in the 80s. Was holding a party that night. They had all the caterers out in front of Sammy Davis Jr.'s home. And I said, you know, why don't we go walk in? They won't notice. We're just one of the caterers. They said, don't you dare get out of the car. Lucille Ball had just died the day before. So they had a black wreath on her house. Then we're going down the block, and we stopped for this woman who's walking the dog across the street. So we stopped in the middle of the street. Let her go through, and she waved at me, thank you. Then this old man was got out of the house, and he had his upside-down sailor hat on, and he starts to walk across the street, and he steps into the street, and he waves me on. As he waves me on, he continues to walk into the street.
Oh, no.
So the guy next to me said, stop the car. I said, no, I'm stopped, but he waved me on. So he waved me on again, and I started to go slowly, and he stepped into the street again. Finally, I rolled down the window. I said, Mr. Stewart, please take, you walk in front of my car. And he gave me a salute. The day I almost ran over James Stewart, I would have been an international superstar at that point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would have been worldwide famous for the whole thing. But, you know, never happened. Favorite Christmas special on TV. Now, mine is Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. I never get tired of watching that. Great songs. It's Mr. Magoo. It's a great story. It's the, you know, the Christmas story. It's the, you know what it's about. People said here how the Grinch stole Christmas.
Very good. Very good.
The animated Big version, fan. Not the Jim Carrey version. The animated version.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number two was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which just ran recently.
Mm-hmm.
NBC ran it with all the extra specials talking about the background of the movie, which was it was kind of nice. I didn't see it. My wife said, why didn't you record it? I said, I didn't know it was on. First of all, I didn't know you wanted it. But, yeah, it's kind of a fun thing to look back at those old specials. I think people look back at them because it reminds them when they were a kid.
Sure, sure. It has the nostalgic factor, and yeah. It just feels warm and cozy.
Yeah. Got an idea for you. Now, if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, you say, well, I'm going to get some gift cards. Well, here's some ideas other than gift cards that are pretty smart. A digital product like a streaming subscription, online course, video game, an experience like concert tickets or tickets to a football game. And here's one that I really like, and people did this for me. Get a photo, a printed photo from your phone, and get a very nice frame to put it in.
Yes, absolutely, because it doesn't put the onus on the person receiving the present to find the nice frame and then be like, oh, I don't know what I want, and waffle over it for months and months and months while it gathers dust and gets all creased.
And we had an anniversary party at one of the Market Theaters. We rented one of the theaters, and we brought our guests in to watch the movie. We had cupcakes and everything lined up there. And we took a picture afterwards in the lobby, mm-hmm. and one of the people who was at our thing, she had it framed. And
oh.
It was just a beautiful silver frame. Mm-hmm. The picture is nice, but the frame makes the whole thing. So
Absolutely.
At the last minute, go out and get a nice frame, print a photo from your cell phone of the person or something that's important. And I think that will really be nice. Mm-hmm. That's at the last minute if you want to do that. Here's another poll on holiday etiquette. We found leaving the price tag on a gift. 56% said unacceptable. I would say it's 100% think it would be unacceptable to leave the price tag on there. Giving a child a toy gun as a gift, 40% say nope. Giving a pet as a gift, don't do it.
Never, never do that.
Because you don't know if these people like pets.
No, unless that you are talking about, you know, something that you have coordinated with a family, with your partner, and you want to schedule it around a certain time, that's fine. But never surprise someone with an animal.
Never. Said not giving a gift to someone who gave you one. It's happened to me. 37% say it's not cool to do that. Giving a gift that's secondhand or used. I've had people do that to me, but it's something I wanted, and it was out of print or out, and they gave me a used one. I had no problem with that. That was good. Asking for cash as a gift. Giving someone else's child a gift that makes a lot of noise. If you hate the person, I guess, you know, give the kid a drum set or something. Regifting an item, 25% say unacceptable. Giving a gift that's unwrapped, 24% say it's unacceptable. And giving a gift after the holidays, 7% said unacceptable.
Really?
I would think that's acceptable.
Of course. You want to give me a gift anytime.
Yeah. By the way, you know what the most dangerous day of the month to be on the roads is? Today.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, December 23rd, because a ton of people are distracted drivers out there.
They're thinking about those last minute gifts they got to get.
They're saying, I just heard Rosen say something about a picture frame. I got to get out to the picture. as they run into another car. You know, it's amazing how I get through the day with nobody crashing into me. It's just amazing because I see people, they're on my tail, they're buzzing around me. It's just amazing how that happens. All right, got a lot of Christmas stuff to talk about today. We've got some funny comedy bits for Christmas time. We're going to do that. Dom Salvio has the day off. Hopefully he'll get better. Mm-hmm. He's a little under the weather.
He'll be back on Thursday.
Somebody called up and said they saw him walking around the streets and doing stuff.
My goodness.
That's the problem if you're, sick. You can't be spotted anywhere.
That's true. Yeah. It's very true.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back in a few minutes. We got a whole bunch of Christmas stuff, and later on we'll take your calls and have some fun right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As voters turn to ballot initiatives to bypass extreme legislatures, legislatures are manipulating initiative rules to protect their partisan power. In 2024 alone, 10 reproductive rights measures qualified for the ballot, with only two failing. Not willing to let extreme agendas get overridden by those pesky voters, legislatures are trying to defang direct democracy by trying to raise constitutional amendment thresholds to 60% or higher and requiring minimum numbers of qualifying signatures from each county rather than a statewide percentage. To keep Ohio voters from passing abortion protections in 2023, the legislature proposed a 60% threshold using a low turnout August special election it had previously deemed too expensive to run. It lost, and abortion rights prevailed 4 months later. In 2024, the Ohio Secretary of State helped derail a citizen-led redistricting measure by rewriting its ballot description to mislead voters. The Ballot Initiative Strategy Center reports Arizonans voted down a measure requiring minimum signatures from every county and another allowing pre-election litigation on measures. North Dakota would have raised the signatures required and winning both a primary and general election. It, too, failed. Expect more such attacks on direct democracy in 2025. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
My favorite Christmas show, though, is the Fireplace TV show. Do you guys watch the Fireplace TV? I love the Fireplace TV show. It's just a fireplace for 3 hours. Sounds boring. Sucks me in every time. My mom's like, hey, dinner's ready. I'm like, Nolan, the guy's here. The arm's here. Everybody get in here. The guy's here. He's poking the fire. It's like... It's not like a professional fire tender, some chubby arm all hairy jabbing at it. It's great. But you don't have to wait for Christmas anymore. I found this out. You can now watch the Fireplace TV show anytime you want to on Netflix Instant Streaming. They have 3 episodes of the Fireplace TV. I binged them. I watched them all. I won't spoil the ending, but... Because it's on Netflix, they have all the amenities of every other Netflix show, including closed captioning. It's true. I turned it on for 3 hours. In parentheses, it just says, crackling.
It's the Dom Salvia Show. I am not him. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here this afternoon. He's a little under the weather. He'll be back next year, year after, whenever he gets better, whenever he wants to come back.
Whenever he decides he's ready to do radio again. We'll see.
Anyway, so it's nice to be here. I work for the civic media station WRJN in Racine. Been there for about 25 years, so it's been a long time. And I'm finally... getting a chance to talk to the folks on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's always fun. Mm-hmm. A little background on me. He talked about that Fireplace show.
Indeed.
Where I grew up in New York, Channel 11 had a Fireplace show. It was in black and white because there was no color TV then. And it was called the Yule Log. And what they did was it was a Gracie Mansion where the mayor lives. Mm-hmm. It was his fireplace. And they just would burn the fire with Christmas music in the background, and it would start at like 6 o'clock at night and run through Christmas Day, like 18 hours. That's all they had. They would put, you see some.
And is it like different kinds of logs? Like they're doing oak logs today, and then they're doing willow logs?
No, it was just a camera on the thing. But I think it was recorded in advance. I don't think it was live.
Sure.
But it was Gracie Mansion where the mayor lived. My hometown, after I moved out of the Bronx, we moved to a town called Massapequa. Now, I'm going to tell you what Massapequa is famous for. A lot of people don't know this. The Gilgo Beach serial killer is from Massapequa, lived 10 blocks from us.
Okay. I'm not familiar.
Harriman, you didn't hear about this guy?
No.
It's all over the news. They have him. 2020 did a whole thing on him. They arrested him a couple of months ago. His name is Rex Harriman. And so far, they're up to 7 people that he killed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's really, he's a real monster. He lived about 10 blocks from us. Carlo Gambino, the godfather, Marlon Brando was modeled after the Gambino crime family. He lived about 5 minutes from us. He died in Massapequa. Let's see who else is there. We lived about 5 minutes from the Amityville Horror House. That was the next town over. We lived right on the cusp of Amityville. So that was interesting. Who else was there? Anybody of the murderers in town that I'm not aware of? Neil Diamond lived in Massapequa. Dick Van Dyke lived in Massapequa. The Long Island Lolita, Amy Fisher. She shot Mary Jo Buttafuoco in Massapequa. It's a small little town.
You're hearing a lot of murder.
I know. And we got Carla Gambino, the godfather, living there. I mean, when I lived there, you never thought much about these things happening. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess they happen every town. But this was such a small little town. You figure this stuff wouldn't happen. But it did. Now, we are mentioned in a few movies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the short-lived TV series Kevin Can Wait?
I don't.
Okay. That's with Kevin James. It only lasted 2 seasons. Anyway, that took place in Massapequa. There was a movie with, I can't think of the two. What's his name? The guy who played Wolverine. I can't think of his name. Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of the female actress. She's very good. I can't think of her name. Anyway, in the movie, she goes back in time. And she's from Massapequa in the film. It's mentioned a few times. You see it on TV occasionally. Enough with my hometown. Doesn't mean anything. All right. Let's talk about some of the villains in Christmas movies.
Okay.
You always have to have a good villain.
Always.
The number one villain from the folks at People magazine was Mr. Potter. Lionel Barrymore from It's a Wonderful Life, who Lionel Barrymore happens to be Drew Barrymore's great uncle. The neighborhood bully. Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
He had yellow eyes. I swear he had yellow eyes. Hans Gruber. Now, this is a big controversial thing. It's from the movie Die Hard. Mm-hmm. Now, people don't say, they say that's not a Christmas movie. It takes place on Christmas Eve. And so there's a Christmas party going on. So we're going to call that a Christmas movie. Alan Rickman played Hans Gruber. Then you got the Wet Bandits, Harry and Marv, Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern from Home Alone.
Top marks.
Yep. The Wet Bandits. We have a story about how much money their hospital bills would have cost with all the injuries they had. Then you got the Grinch, Jim Carrey from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Mm-hmm. And you get Ebenezer Scrooge from every version.
Indeed.
Of A Christmas Carol.
Indeed.
But he found out he found out the goodness of life after that. Mr. Potter never did.
Mm. It's tragic.
You're worth more dead than alive. Yeah. So anyway, so those were the villains of the holiday movies. What else do we have here for you before we take a break here? The first ever message sent on text message.
Mm-hmm.
The first ever text message was sent on December 3rd, 1992. Any guess to what it was? December. It was Merry Christmas.
It was Merry Christmas, but it was December 3rd, you said?
December 3rd, they
said.
Seems
a little early.
Well, you know, that's another story on when is it safe to say Merry Christmas to people. Some people say year round. Some people say November. Some people say you can't say it before Christmas Day. We have a whole poll on that coming
really?
Up, too.
So if someone just comes up to you July 1st, Merry Christmas.
Let me tell you something here. The people do Christmas in July. You see that all over the place. And there's a house that we pass a lot. They put up this, you know, the blow things, the blow figures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have millions of them all over their lawn. They don't take them down till March.
Really?
Yeah, they're up all season because I pass their house all the time. I don't mind it, but you know, here's a Christmas fun fact for you. John Bon Jovi, his first professional recording, singing the lead vocals on a song called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, on a Star Wars Christmas album. Who would have thunk it?
I love that.
Who would have thunk it?
I love that.
All right. We got a break coming up here. After the break, got a lot more Christmas stuff to talk about. Got a ton of it. We have some Christmas comics to talk, to have some laughs with. That's all straight ahead. It's Dom Salvio's program. He's not here today. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here this afternoon. A lot more to come. We're talking Christmas here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Administration have officially announced a $4.5 billion budget surplus to end the 2023-24 fiscal year. The data comes from the Department of Administration's annual comprehensive financial report, which also showed the highest budget stabilization fund in the state history at $1.9 billion. State officials are currently working on the next two-year budget, with Governor Evers calling on lawmakers to continue making the strategic investments that have led to years of a budget surplus. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding residents to check their property tax bills to make sure they've received the lottery and gaming credit. According to a press release, the credit will provide direct tax relief to qualified residents and will appear on the tax bill as a reduction of the amount due. Residents who own a dwelling and use it as their primary residence as of the January 1st certification date for the year the property taxes are levied are eligible for the credit. Residents only need to apply for the credit one time for annual benefits. Wisconsin representatives in Washington want more information about Milwaukee's vote count. Stuart J. Waddles has that story.
Senator Ron Johnson and 1st District Congressman Brian Stile have written a letter to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson asking for answers about issues at the city's central count on election night. The Republican lawmakers are seeking details about the security problems that led to a recount of about 30,000 ballots. Doors on voting machines were found improperly closed. In their letter, Johnson and Stile are requesting an election night timeline, specifics about the recounted ballots, and a list of people involved in the process.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 28 Years Later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 Years Later. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 Years Later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. I still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A winter weather advisory is in effect this afternoon as light snow could mix in with a little bit of freezing drizzle. High temperatures today will flirt with the freezing mark, and 1 to 2 inches of snowfall is possible. There will be slick and slippery roads out there, so take it easy and leave early. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop holding my pants up because they would literally go down. And twice people stopped me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yeah, I just got it. It's terrific. It looks like some kind of a bird in a tree. Well, of course it was a surprise, honey. I was expecting a hat. Well, you know I have been dropping some broad hints about maybe getting a hat. Well, okay, thanks a lot, honey. And Merry Christmas.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yes, I got the calling birds. Yeah, the man just dropped them off. They look almost like a half a turtle and a half a dove. Turtle doves, huh? I never heard of them. But the thing is, I now have 10 birds, and I'm not really a bird person. As you know, honey, I'm more of a hat person, really.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 gold rings. 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. No, I like the 5 gold rings. It's just that the next day, it was right back to the bird. It turns out that geese and French hens are natural enemies. Now, no more birds.
10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking.
Hi, honey. No, they're not birds, are they? They're people. Well, I guess everybody's happy, honey.
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
honey, and a... I think we should see other people.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Now, Hanukkah is on Christmas Day this year, but it floats. Sometimes it's the beginning of December, sometimes it's after Christmas.
Well, you know, Don, it's the same time every single year. It starts on the 25th of Kislev.
Yeah, right. On our calendar, it looks strange. But you're right. It starts on the exact day it's supposed to every year.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's just that lunar calendar doesn't quite match up with the solar calendar. And so, you know, we have some things like this. But first time in 20 years that it's lined up this way.
Yeah, we light our menorah, and I tell my wife every time, I just don't want to go to sleep while those candles are burning because it makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. You know, I picture...
I can understand that.
So we have an electric one, and she likes the fire one, so... But I won't go to sleep until they're all out.
Mm-hmm.
And the candles are extra tall this last few years, so...
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's not the short ones we used to have. All right, now, tipping this time of year... A lot of people tip. Uh-huh. A lot of people don't like that. I like to tip because I like to be generous to some of these people you tip to, like the garbage man. It's a thankless job. You're picking up people's garbage in all types of weather. It's just you lay it out there, and sometimes you have extra stuff they got to pick up. Now, you're very limited to what you can give them. $10 or less for the garbage collector. We always make sure we get out there and make sure we get a $10 gift card or something. Now, the letter carriers, you can do $20 or less.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Why the difference?
I don't know. One's a federal worker, one's a city worker.
Okay.
So we give a $20 gift card because I want my mail winding up where it's supposed to wind up. I don't want it, you know, missing. And the same thing with the garbage man. I want my garbage collected, so we make sure, you know, they know where it's coming from. Now, there are some that don't accept gifts. FedEx employees, they can accept gifts valued up to $75 or less. I can't picture giving my FedEx guy $75. They can't accept cash or gifts, so what else is there?
Food?
Well, it can't be a gift card, though.
No, it would have to be like actual baked goods or something.
Yeah, here's a pizza. Amazon.
You know what? I would take pizza as a tip.
Yeah, but if you're driving around trying to get your packages delivered, I suppose.
Yeah.
Amazon drivers are allowed to accept tips, although not expected. If you're really a generous person, you could choose to tip your grocery delivery person, your newspaper delivery person, if you still get a newspaper.
If you still get a newspaper.
And your garbage collector. A reasonable tip, $10 up to $30. Yeah, I always tip people because they deserve it. I mean, some of these jobs are thankless. Mm-hmm. The letter carrier is raining. It's cold. It's snowing. It's 10 degrees. They, they still deliver the mail. Mm-hmm. Rain, sleet, you know, end of world. If they're always delivering the mail. So they always get a nice tip from us. 53% of Americans admit to getting at least one unwanted gift over the holidays, and the average unwanted gift is $72.
What?
Yeah.
How do you get an unwanted gift that values at least $72?
I've gotten them.
Yeah? What have you gotten?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, goodness.
Because I don't know if you're listening or not. And, you know, I have enough people disliking me in the world. I don't need to add family and friends to that list. So, yeah, $72. It's...
Oh, wow.
It happens.
I mean, I suppose you get a gadget or a gizmo that has absolutely no purpose and...
I've gotten them. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I put them in a box and hopefully...
And they come over for coffee, you pull it out.
Right? Uh-huh. I've gotten, and I can't talk about it because if they're listening.
You can never talk about it. You have to hold that. You have to carry it to the grave.
All of a sudden, I'll say hello to my neighbor and I'll get the cold shoulder, you know, the big freeze. And, I heard what you said.
I heard what you said on the radio.
Yeah, so, and, you know, I don't want to bring it out. Do you have some good news? Do you remember about a year or so ago, they had the murder hornets?
Yes, I remember the murder hornets.
The murder hornets are now officially gone. Officials announced this week they've been eradicated in the U.S., the murder hornets.
All right. I'll take that as a very Merry Christmas.
How do they know everyone is gone?
I mean, might just be sleeping.
Yeah, could be hibernating.
Mm-hmm.
I did something stupid once with hornets. These weren't murder hornets. They were just regular hornets.
You whack them?
No, they were growing under the soffits in my house where I used to live, not here. And I took a hose one day and I hosed down the thing.
Yeah, that's a stupid thing.
And they came after me.
I bet they did.
They said, get them. And I ran.
How many stings did you get?
I got none.
Oh,
but
wow,
I ran.
Good for you.
The only time I got stung was I lived in a condo and I had a little Pomeranian. And when she wanted to go out and I wasn't dressed, I used to just put her out there. And hold my hand out the door, let her do her thing. And one day, a hornet landed on my hand, and I couldn't let go of the leash because she'd run into traffic. And I let him sting me, and I just stayed there. And I saw my arm swell up, and that's the only time I ever got stung.
Wow.
I know.
Well, I really wanted to make it count.
Here's something else. Now, do you have any black plastic utensils?
Not anymore. I got rid of them.
Because of the cancer story?
Because of, yeah, just leaching chemicals into all of our food.
Well, you're one of the people then who panicked last month when a study found black plastic kitchen utensils were loaded with cancer-causing chemicals. Turns out researchers made a simple math error, and it wasn't true.
Well, you know what? I prefer my silicone ones anyways. They work much better.
We were at the State Fair once, and we bought kitchenware at the State Fair. $2,000 worth of kitchenware. Who buys that at the State Fair?
That's a lot.
But it was very good, and we still use them to this day, and it was the best purchase I ever made. We did it at the State Fair. We went to one of those demonstration things.
Oh, sure.
And my wife was very familiar.
I could watch those for hours.
Well, she was very familiar with the cookware. And she said, my mother's had hers for 40, 50 years. Let's buy them. We bought the complete set for $2,000. Best purchase. You never know what you're going to find at the State Fair. Go.
That is absolutely true.
A study found sprinkling diamond dust into the sky could offset climate change. Good news, huh? The bad news is $175 trillion to do it. Mom, you ever get a gift from your coworkers?
Every once in a while.
Well, you're not getting one from me.
No.
Anyway, so 1 in 8 people say they do give their coworkers gifts often. 61% of people say they're rare or never give their coworkers a gift. I've gotten some gifts around here already. Yeah, I've got some gift certificates from people around here. Some people give them.
Yeah.
I don't. I did give a gift. I won't say I didn't give. It wasn't for Christmas, though. Guy pretended to have a knee injury so he can pre-board a flight. He wanted to sit in the exit row, and he wanted to pre-board the flight to make sure he got that seat. But because of his fake injury, he couldn't sit near the exit row because they said you can't help people. Instant karma.
Absolutely. Love that.
Got even with him. Need some extra cash this holiday season?
Always.
Okay. In Florida, anyone can execute a criminal on death row. You need to apply, and they pay you $150 to do it.
Oh, really?
So head to Florida.
Okay.
Apply to be, and they give
you
$150.
That's such a Florida thing.
You just
have
to pull the lever. Now, I don't know if they, do they do the electric chair anymore in Florida?
I don't know. I think most of them are by injection.
All right. Well, it's $150 when you pull the lever, whether you drop the pellet in or whatever. Give you $150. My wife and I went to the prison in Mansfield, Ohio. Mean anything to you?
No.
That's where they filmed The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay.
It's an old prison, not used anymore. It's got no electricity in it, so if you tour it, you're on your own. Mm-hmm. There's a historical society owns the place now and runs it. And it's got leaky ceilings and everything, but you can go to every room where they filmed The Shawshank Redemption. The props are still there.
Really?
Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We went into the warden's office with a wall. They had a hole in the wall where the safe was. Mm-hmm. Remember where he kept the books?
Mm-hmm.
And the window, he looked out when he saw the police coming after him. That's still there. Andy Dufresne's office was just outside his. It was kind of a fake office in a hallway. But one of the big props, well, you get in the room next to the warden's office was where James Whitmore hanged himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was right next door. They had all the rooms in a row they were using. The parole office was the next room over. But in the lower level, do you remember when the warden pulled down the poster of Little Miss Fancy Britches, Raquel Welch, and they saw the tunnel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The tunnel is, it's a prop.
Right.
And so I put my wife at one end looking through it like the warden.
Uh-huh.
And you could do all that stuff. They have all the props there from the movie. They also filmed in that Air Force One was filmed there. And a lot of other shows, a lot of movies were filmed there. But you walk through at your own peril, and there was very few people there. But this is where they filmed The Shawshank Redemption. The only thing they didn't film there was the prison cells because they didn't have the keys to the cells.
Really?
So they built, right down the block, they built a little fake prison.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Because they were afraid to use it for fear they got locked up in there.
Mm, yeah. Fair.
So. Anyway, that's in Mansfield, Ohio.
Mansfield, Ohio.
If you want to go to that. All right, how many employees would Santa need on Christmas Eve to deliver every kid a present worldwide? This is without the magic of Christmas. Well, FedEx and UPS actually crunched the numbers. Santa would need 12 million employees to pull it off.
Sounds about right.
He might have them. He does it. So he probably has them. Christmas music fun facts.
Okay.
Do you know the biggest selling record in the history of music, not just Christmas, the biggest selling record of all time? You know what it is?
I imagine you're about to tell me.
No, well, I was going to ask you for a guess first. It's a Christmas song.
Okay.
So the guess is White Christmas by Bing Crosby. You'd be right. And it's not from the movie White Christmas. It's from the movie Holiday Inn. And it was used as a coded message during the Vietnam War. It was played over American radio signals in April of 1975 to let the U.S. troops know the city of Saigon had fallen and was lost.
I did not know that.
See? Okay. You ever hear of the song Dominic the Donkey? No, I'm not talking about
No, I haven't.
Dom Cilia here. Dominic the Donkey has ties to the mafia. Rumor has it the original studio recording was financed by the Gambino crime family of Massapequa, New York.
Well, now I know something I need to find and put on the bumpers next week.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, originally a marketing ploy, Saks Fifth Avenue commissioned it in 1952 as an ad campaign to sell greeting cards.
I knew that.
And they must have sold a lot because December it hit number one on the Billboard charts. Here's something else about that song. Mm-hmm. There was a radio company in West Virginia that banned the song because they said Mommy is cheating with Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
How could you not figure out from the song what was going on?
Well, I mean...
How did you not figure that out?
I mean, come on, Don. Santa Claus is not a member of the family.
Yes, but you got it from the song. I mean, but they banned the song.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And six ways people get injured around Christmas. One of the biggest injury holidays of the year. Number one, slipping and falling on ice, which doesn't help. If you know, if you're in Florida, I guess you're safe. The rest of the top six are shoveling snow. Again, Florida's out of the picture on that one. Participating in winter sports, shopping, accidents, traveling, wrapping presents. 7% of all accidents occur when people are wrapping the presents. How does that happen?
Paper cuts.
Ah. The Dom Cilia Show. I'm Don Rosen in for Dom. And he's under the weather today. We've got another hour and some odd minutes to go. We're talking Christmas. Christmas fun with a day and a half to go till Christmas.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
Wow. You would talk like that.
Get this. Absolutely.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
I just got out of a pretty bad relationship. It was hard because I was broke and she had a lot of money. You know, she's very well off. I miss her. miss her a lot. No, I had to be smooth, though. Even though I was broke, I had to be smooth. I had to be clever. I'd figure it out. Like one day for our first Christmas, right? I was like, hey, baby, every year for Christmas, I like to do bigger and better things. I like to outdo myself. You know what I'm saying? If I get you a car one year, I'm going to get you a bus the next year because I like going to that next level. So, baby, for this first year, I'm not going to get you anything because I got to build. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to build.
James Taylor, sweet baby James Taylor, Deck the Halls. It's the Dom Salvia Show, and he's under the weather today. I'm Don Rosen from WRJN Radio, another Civic Media station in Racine, filling in for him today. I hope he gets better real soon. We don't have a live Christmas tree in the house. Do you have a live Christmas tree, Jess?
No, we've got a tiny little plastic tree, but we had to put it away because I've got an orange cat. And I don't know if you know anything about orange cats, but my cat's real orange and he keeps trying to eat it.
Oh, okay. You need a cat-proof tree.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
According to an expert on insects, if you have a real Christmas tree in your house, it's probably home to 25,000 insects and spiders. Many of them hibernate in the winter, except when you bring them into your nice, toasty, warm house, they wake up. The good news is most don't leave the trees, and they probably die soon. But still, mm-hmm. you sleep at mm-hmm. night with 25,000 bugs.
You don't want to know how many bacteria you've got inside of you right now.
See, I don't want to know any of that stuff. You know, when I had my surgery once, they wanted to tell me stuff about it. I didn't want to hear about it. Just you did it. It worked out. Everything's fine. I lived, and I don't want to know anything more about it. What else do they have here? I had to get to. Oh, scientists figure out why Rudolph's nose is so red. Now, I can't believe they actually bothered to figure it out, but I guess now that we have all the main diseases all solved and figured mm-hmm. out, we can worry about Rudolph's nose. They found that the average reindeer has a higher concentration of red blood cells in their noses, and Rudolph's must have been even higher than that. The extra cells help prevent freezing and regulate the brain temperature, which makes him the ideal candidate to pull the sled. And that's why it happens.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. You ever go on a road trip with your family?
No.
I have.
Yeah. Do you still like them?
Oh, I love my family. But we went on a lot of road trips, and my wife and I went on a ton of road trips, especially before COVID. We went across the country, went all over. Going on a road trip with a loved one is like the Aberdeen Proving Grounds to see if you can get along. Because you're locked in a car for 7 days.
There's no way out.
There's no way out. The average family will spend more than 7.5 hours in the car together traveling for the holidays, and most of them will fight. Here are the most common road trip fights. Backseat driving, or the driver's style. You don't like the way they drive. The number two is children arguing. Number three is what to listen to on the radio, but turn us on. That's what to listen to.
Then no arguments ever.
You get rid of the argument. When I used to go on trips when I was a little kid, my brother and I were in the back seat, and my father ran the radio, and we didn't like it. So we had a little reel-to-reel tape recorder with about 5 songs on it that we played over and over again. And one of them was The Hollies and Bus Stop from 1965, big hit song by The Hollies. And we listened to it so much that we didn't remember to bring new batteries for the tape recorder.
No.
So by the end, they were going, bus stop, bus stop. And my father said, turn that off. And I said, we want to listen to that. Turn it off. So we sat in the back seat and heard his radio, and it was really bad. Whatever he listened to, we didn't like. All right. Let's see what we got here. What didn't I get to yet? Oh, we talked about the emergency room stuff. I had some more emergency room stuff that people go through.
Yeah, how do people actually get injured wrapping gifts?
Scissors.
Scissors. Okay, that makes more sense.
That's the only thing I could think of. Because
Well, maybe like wrapping those big, heavy gifts, trying to lift it up. You can strain something.
Yeah, people do strain themselves doing those gifts. There was something sticky here because it's all over my paper.
It's those little chocolates from Jim Santel.
Yeah, no, that wasn't it. The paper's all sticky. All right, what else do I have here for you today? Got a lot of fun facts. Microsoft, this is dangerous if you work in an office and you have meetings. Microsoft filed a patent for a new sensor that monitors people's body language during meetings and it will register how bored you are.
No! That's my business.
How does that happen? They said they might roll that out to the public someday. I hope they don't. Wow. I don't like the sound of that happening at all. All right. Let's talk more about Christmas here. Let's see. What do I have here? According to a new survey, 82% of people are open to receiving secondhand holiday gifts. That's up 11% from last year. So what used items are people getting? Electronics, the most common, followed by sporting goods, home improvement items. People are also giving secondhand books, media, Blu-rays, vinyl records, toys and games, jewelry, ceramics and ornaments, video games, arts and crafts, and bags and purses. But please, no underwear.
Yeah.
We don't want used underwear.
That's a line we don't need to cross.
And I get used gifts, and it's sometimes it's stuff that's out of print, of Blu-ray or DVD. Give it to me. I'll take it.
That's very special.
And finally, this hour, how do you eat a candy cane? Curved or straight end first?
Curved.
Ah, huh, see, you're one of those. A poll found 55% start with the straight end. 28% of the weird people start with the curved. And then you got people like me, 17%.
What, you start in the middle?
No, we break it into little pieces.
Oh, sure. If I'm having it in cocoa.
No, I don't. I just, you suck. And then you're stuck with it because you know you're not going to finish it. Nobody ever finishes a candy cane. All right, we've got more coming up. We've got news at the top of the hour. This is the Dom Salvia Show. I'm Don Rosen in for Dom today as he's under the weather. Got more Christmas talk, more fun things coming up. You keep it right here. Civic Media.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The holidays are here, and there's no better way to celebrate than sharing our favorite holiday memories with all of you.
My sister had given birth to twin boy and girl right before Christmas, and we weren't sure that she was going to be able to make it home. She drove 3.5 hours to our Christmas party and surprised and delighted everyone, and we were all overwhelmed with joy.
Hey, Peter, do you have a jolly wish for our listeners?
Very, very, very Merry Christmas. Very, very, very Merry Christmas to you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The former chief of staff of former President Bill Clinton says he was admitted to Georgetown University Medical Center today for tests and observation after developing a fever. Clinton's aide says he remains in good spirits. The House Ethics Committee releasing its reports on Matt Gaetz. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
Over dozens of pages and citing accompanying documents such as text messages, financial statements, and canceled checks, the House Ethics Committee blasts the former congressman, saying there's substantial evidence that he paid women for sex and violated Florida's statutory rape law by having sex with a 17-year-old. The report also accuses Matt Gaetz of violating House rules, granting special favors to associates, and using illegal drugs. Gaetz has denied all these allegations, and he filed an 11th-hour lawsuit.